I've brought an elephant with me this morning. I was in a school on Friday, and I was speaking to the children about elephants. I'm not sure if you know what type of elephant this is. There's Indian elephants and African elephants. African elephants have the big ears. They've both got big ears, but the African elephant's ears are really big. And if you look at the shape of the African elephant's ear, it's very similar to the shape of the continent of Africa. And so it is with the Indian elephant. Its ears are smaller, but the shape of the Indian elephant's ears are quite like the shape of the continent, or the nation rather, of India. Elephants are the largest mammals that live on land. The whale, the blue whale I think it is the largest mammal on the earth. But as far as the land is concerned, the elephant is the largest land mammal. Elephants, like cows, they live together in herds. And the females are the ones that rule the herd. Most of the males are thrown out under their ear whenever they're young, and the females, they take over. Elephants don't eat meat. They eat grass and leaves and different things. And one of their favorite foods are bananas. They drink a lot as well. I read that elephants drink on average 60 gallons a day. That's the equivalent of 275 bottles of Coke every single day. And if you drank that much Coke, apart from being very sick, you'd probably be a diabetic as well and maybe wouldn't be able to sleep so well at nights. But elephants, of course, they drink water. They love to swim. That's one of their favorite pastimes. They love to swim, and that's true. And I suppose that's why they always have their trunks with them as well, because they love to swim. Took you a little minute or two there just to get that. But one thing elephants are known for, good memories. I don't know how they work that out, but we're told that elephants never forget. They've got great memories. They've probably got very big brains inside those big heads of theirs. But elephants have got very good memories. And you know, some of us, me especially, with the passing of years, memories not so good. And I'm very prone to forget. And I have to write nearly everything down on little pieces of paper. And then the problem is I forget where I put those pieces of paper. And I forget things so easily. But today, of course, is Remembrance Day, Remembrance Sunday. And we wear often the little poppy, and that's a reminder of people who laid down their lives in the First World War, in the Second World War, in the conflict here, even in our own nation, and in other places. They have laid down their lives for their nation and for their country and for their people. And it's so important that we do not forget them and that we remember the great cost that was incurred in giving us the liberty and the freedom that we enjoy today, even to meet together like this morning. There's countries, and we would know in the world, that whenever believers try to meet together publicly and worship God publicly and declare publicly that they love the Lord Jesus Christ and He is their Lord and their Master and their King, and they're going to serve Him and obey Him and love Him above all others, they'll be put into prison, maybe even killed for their faith in Jesus Christ. So it's good to remember. But the Bible also calls us to remember many, many different things, especially things that concern our relationship with God. God said to the children of Israel in Deuteronomy 6, that He wanted to bless them and lead them and guide them and multiply them and feed them and provide for them and really bless them as they enter into the promised land. But He said, listen, with that blessing, beware lest you forget. The Lord knew that whenever there's great blessing, at the same time there's also a proneness to forget. And sometimes whenever we've got all that we need, we forget the things that really matter. That's why the Bible says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. And we are living in a day and generation where many people have forgotten their Creator. And then the Lord also said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day, the Sabbath day, is a day of rest. And the Lord says, remember that day to set it apart as being a day of worship and a day that's set apart to honor God. And that would be a sign to all of the nations round about as the Israelite people, the Jewish people, took a day to rest from their labor, to come away from the things that are legitimate in other days, and to set one day apart to glorify, to worship, and to honor the name of God. That showed that they were different. And I think it's the same for Christian people, even in our day and generation. We should honor the Lord's Day. And whenever people would say, why do you do that? Then we can explain to them the wonderful principles of the gospel. And then we're also called many times in the book of Psalms, especially Psalm 119, to remember the word and the statutes and the commandments and the testimonies of God's word. The psalmist said, I will not forget thy law. And God said here in Deuteronomy 6, remember the statutes and the commandments that I give you this day. Make sure that you're in your heart, that you don't forget them. And write them upon the walls of your home. Teach them to your children. Talk about them whenever you're in the house and whenever you're out and you're just doing your ordinary duties day by day. Remember to talk about the things of God. But most of all, we are called to remember the Lord Jesus Christ. Whenever he took that cup and that bread, and the night in which he was betrayed, remember he broke the bread and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And then he said about the cup, this is my blood, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. This do in remembrance of me. And so while we rightly remember people who have made a tremendous sacrifice, let's not forget the cross. And let's not forget the gospel. And let's not give up on the gospel service and in the gospel meeting. And let's ever remember the love that the Savior had for these souls of ours. Whenever you see an elephant at the zoo or on television or a toy one like this, just remember. Remember the word of the Lord and the goodness of God to us.